Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Certainly is time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI as we are down in Gillette Stadium overlooking the practice field. Day two of Patriots training camp in the books. We'll be back tomorrow, day three. We'll be back next Monday, day four. Actually, no, there's a weekend one I think we're going to miss.
Yeah, we're going to miss day four.
Right, never mind.
We'll be here day five.
To lose steam a little bit, but
pads are supposed to come on Monday is what we're hearing, yeah.
Pads are on, that means we're going to be here.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go full pads.
We should do that.
Did we do the practice or the whole thing?
Hey, Ken, we need full-on football get-ups.
Yeah.
Helmet, shoulder pads, just helmets and shoulder pads.
Helmet, shoulder pads,
yeah.
And I want the Pat Patriot old school helmet.
Oh, yeah, that for sure.
That's what I want. Grab bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It was funny, before the show, we got news that Justin Fields was hurt, carted off the field. And you're like, oh, boy, Jets are going to be down their quarterback. Turns out not that significant, although a dislocated non-big toe. Didn't get into specifics about which tootsie it was, but it's not the main one.
Which, if you had to guess, which one do you think it was?
Oh, probably that middle one.
Probably roast beef.
Probably.
Yeah, if I had to guess, it was probably roast beef.
You think roast beef maybe went down?
I bet so.
I can't imagine that keeps you out too long.
I'm actually looking for the tweet right now. Here you go. Mike Garofolo. Still waiting for more word on Fields. The vibes surrounding the Jets quarterback are that he'll be in line to start week one against the Steelers.
Yeah. Okay. So
Chop it off.
But for an hour there, it was, yeah.
Chop it off.
Ronnie Lott would have chewed it off just to get back in the game.
Look, when we first saw the news, I'm like, this guy just blew his Achilles out or something like that. He's done for the year. And he turns out he's probably not going to miss any time in terms of, like, actual games.
It's just a little piggy.
Yeah.
You got grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Shohei Ohtani, who is going to be at Fenway Park coming up tomorrow night for the weekend series against the Red Sox. Sadly, he's not going to pitch. He originally was scheduled to pitch on Sunday. He's not going to pitch, but he is going to hit. And, in fact, he has had a home run in five consecutive games for the Dodgers. So Shohei Ohtani is up to 37 home runs this season. Aaron Judge also hit his 37th last night. Those two trail the big dumper Cal Raleigh by two in the current home run leaderboard this season.
Who, Billy, you have Ohtani in the home runs league?
I have Ohtani and Bryce Harper, who's hit a few recently.
I feel like you're gaining on me. I'm still miles behind Turp. Schwarber hits one like every night now.
Yeah.
Cal Raleigh, I was hoping, ruined his swing. Didn't happen.
No.
At the home run derby. If you asked me yesterday.
Yes.
If Ohtani had ever hit five home runs a home run in five consecutive games prior to him doing it last night, I would have guessed yes.
Yeah,
I would have said yes. Like, that's ridiculous. Five straight games. I would have actually assumed he had already done that in his career.
Do any of those guys hit 60 this year? They're all right around the pace. Rally, Judge, Ohtani are all like right around that pace.
Judge has to be the favorite to do it, right? So if I was going to pick any one, I would pick Judge.
All right.
But, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm too dismissive of Ohtani and even the big dumper.
Do you want an update?
Yeah, of course I want an update.
All right, so Terp, 104.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot of homers.
Jones, 91.
I'm falling back,
falling way off.
Myself, 82.
Yeah. Wait, 91? So I'm closer to you than I am to Terp.
Correct.
Oh, boy. That's
and
not
then,
good.
Let's see. So then there's Nick at 79 and Keith at 46.
Man.
46?
How many doubles do I have?
What's the one of How many? I bet not that many.
In the home run pool, how many doubles? Yeah. No, because Jordan Alvarez is hurt. The other guys are all slap hitters that I got. It's
Bobby Witt, day-to-day.
Yeah,
then the juniors aren't really doing much for you.
The junior brothers, terrible. All right.
Grab bag.
I saw this via The Athletic. They did a Baseball Hall of Fame tiers. It's not exactly tiers. It looks like it's more two columns.
Okay.
But whatever. That's what they called it.
Wait. It's two columns?
Yes.
Is I don't it know like why. An in they, or an out?
Pretty much.
Okay. It has more rows than columns?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a mess. I'll be honest. This is a mess. But it's more for the conversation and less for the snappy graphic. They basically are saying of the current players in Major League Baseball, they think there are six they could retire right now. They're in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
They also think there are six what they refer to as in the red zone.
Okay.
It's a football term, Jones.
Sure,
they've applied it to
it's odd. Crossing
baseball.
Maybe they're on the warning track is what I would say. Yeah.
Good one.
Good
one.
Yeah.
See, you should write for The Athletic.
I should.
So anyway, they have six guys.
I can never write 2,000 words to just sit down and write warning track. But yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, these six guys, and you know I notoriously am a small hall guy.
You're the smallest, yes.
But six guys that they think are in if they retire today, six guys that they think are right on the precipice.
One of
the guys they just played last night, which I think is probably why he's on this list, because Harper just hit 350, right, for career home runs.
Yep. So is he in or is he on the
precipice? They have him in the red zone.
Yeah, that's where I would have him.
All right, so in right now, the no-debate Hall of Famers, Clayton Kershaw.
Okay.
Justin Verlander.
Yep.
Max Scherzer. He's pretty nasty, I think, if you look at the numbers on all three of those guys. Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman.
Interesting.
And Mookie Betts.
So Judge.
They have Mookie Betts.
But if they retired today, would Judge have enough to get in? I would say no.
Maybe not. He is sort of a burned hot guy at this point.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying if Judge, you know, something horrific happened or his career's over.
Jesus.
Well, I'm saying his career's over.
He's like, "Oh, we already got the three out of the way."
No, I'm saying if his career
we got three deaths out of the way, I can hex whoever I want.
I wish that upon anybody.
Okay, something horrific on the baseball field happens.
Aaron Judge, we want you to live.
And his career's over. I wouldn't put Judge in. I wouldn't have Freeman or without looking at any numbers, my reaction is I wouldn't even have Freeman or
Beth.
No, Scherzer. I'd have those other guys in.
Yeah, I would have the other guys in. Judge
Max Scherzer, three Cy Youngs, two World Series, 8-time All Star.
Scherzer won two World Series?
Three Cy Youngs, dude.
Yeah. Maybe I gotta give it to him.
Yeah.
That was quick. Did you see before you get to the cusp, guys on the cusp?
What are the defensive metrics?
Did you see the umpire who called out Verlander? Verlander was in the dugout, barking at the umpire's call, and the umpire said something along the lines of, "Well, when you can get through three innings, you can tell me how to do my job." Something along those lines. It's not an exact quote.
Well, Verlander,
but the ump blocked right back at him.
Verlander just snapped his streak. He had 16 straight games without a win.
Yeah.
They're like, that's never happened in Giants
history. Snapped a streak on.
Real quick, though, Aaron Judge.
I saw the photos.
I've seen everything.
Everything.
Yeah. I've seen everything. Aaron Judge is a 7-time All-Star, a 2-time MVP.
Yeah, so he's close, but again, I wouldn't have him in yet.
Okay.
All right.
All right, here are the guys that are in the red zone, as it were.
Good debate.
Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I wouldn't
have him. Also a 2-time MVP.
Wouldn't have him in yet.
Nolan Arenado.
Wouldn't have him in yet.
He's nasty.
He is.
Manny Machado.
Nope.
Paul Goldschmidt.
No.
Shohei Ohtani.
No, I mean, again, if you're asking me will he get in, yes, him and Judge, but if their career ended today, I'd be a no on both.
And Jose Altuve, which leads me to say, how is Aaron Judge not even in the red zone thing?
Really?
Oh, I thought you said Judge was in that group. Oh, he's not
Judge
even in that.
I thought he said Hopper Judge.
Yeah.
Did I?
No, maybe I misheard you.
Oh, no, I was just saying, so Harper just got to 350 for home runs, and Judge is at 350.
Honestly, both got to this is a pretty good small hall barometer if we're being honest with ourselves.
Because, like, you know, fast forward however many years, these are the finalists.
Yeah, stupid graphic aside,
the graphic stinks. They're not even tiers.
But it's solid columns.
But it's a pretty good list.
It's a fun debate.
It is a good little debate.
I'm enjoying myself.
Okay. All right.
What kind of monster are you? Grab bag.
Congratulations to Kyle Teal. First career dong for Kyle Teal.
First bop
for Kyle Teal.
Good for him.
Yeah, not bad.
You regretting that crochet trade?
No.
Yeah, I'd hope they'd learn a lesson from that.
No,
I would hope, yeah.
Server Anakin, I have the
grab bag.
You underestimate my
grab bag.
Don't try it.
Not to put you on the spot, Terp. I don't even know if you have the ability to do this, but the Packers unveiled some new uniforms here today. They tweeted out a picture, and they said, "It's a vibe." And are they really going to wear these?
Yeah.
Is this for real?
Did you ever think that maybe this morning life would being really, really, really ridiculously good-looking?
It's Jones and Keith, Fashion Police.
So this the picture that I see is just the helmet and the jersey. So I actually don't see the pants. Have you seen a version with the pants, or are you just seeing the jersey and the helmet?
Let me look it up again. I thought I saw a full body. Is what I thought I saw.
Go on.
But maybe not.
Yeah.
No, you're right. No, I saw this one you're looking at, the Schefter one. That's all I saw.
Oh, I see this one here that the Packers themselves tweeted
out. Okay, similar though, yeah.
So anyway, it's the Green Bay Packers. They're going to wear like a navy blue, which is not synonymous with Packers.
No.
Any sense.
But this is like
gold.
This is like the original Packers.
Oh, and then some.
Yeah.
This is a gold number, very generic number, three gold stripes on the sleeves. The helmet is meant to look like leather. It looks like
It looks so dumb.
George Clooney, John Krasinski leather helmet.
It looks so stupid.
It's terrible. They can't really wear this.
Is it Illinois wear these?
They're going to wear it. What are you talking about?
Who wears these?
I think Illinois wears these.
I don't like any of them wearing them. None of them should. These are terrible.
How would you grade it?
Oh.
I'd give them a Super Bowl 1.
2?
Exactly. They won Super Bowl 1. I'll give it a Super Bowl 1 for that,
They famously won Super Bowl 1.
Yeah. So, yeah. Those are atrocious.
Grab bag! I don't know if that guy had it. Jeff Teague.
Oh.
My guy Jeff Teague,
yeah,
who does some podcast work.
I knew you were going to have this story.
He claims that LeBron James, your GOAT, Terps GOAT, took steroids.
Show's good.
When he was on the,
yep. Yeah. Said he took roids when he was on the Heat.
No.
Yep. He said he had to sit out. He said LeBron James took time off officially as a back injury because the league was doing HGH testing, so he bagged out and didn't play for a little while, then came back, and he came back a lot smaller. This is what he said. This is the quote. Miami Heat, Bron. He was on steroids, bro. They started testing for HGH, and he had to sit out. He said his back was hurting, and he sat out 3 weeks. Then he came back skinny.
Allegedly. Now, who's told? Jeff Teague is apparently like a hilarious guy with some of these podcasts.
Yeah, he's really
stories,
funny.
Right?
He's great. He's so he's had some good breakdowns about, like,
I mean, good for him.
Guys playing too hard and him like not wanting to guard him. Be like, yeah. Oh, this guy's doing too much. Like, hey, switch with me. He seems hilarious.
Nice.
But I would imagine, I think he already came back out and was like, oh, no, I was just joking. Because I think like stuff like this, you can actually get in like legit trouble
yeah,
for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's sort of backed off.
Said he was just kidding around. But,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Like, you put it out there.
Any athlete that looks like LeBron would not shock me in the least. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I think to say, like, oh, he's on steroids. But to say, like, he was on steroids, said it was a back injury, missed this amount of games, and then came back is a little bit too much detail.
Yeah, Pablo Torre, what are you up to? Go sniff around on that, would you?
In there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a crap bag anymore.
All right, let's skip ahead, Nick, to the after a Red Sox win. Unfortunately, there hasn't been too many of these after the All-Star break. But following a Sox win, we like to get you our Hogdale call of the game.
2-2 pitch. Swung on. Narvaez gives this one a wide left field. High and deep. It's carrying. It's in the stands. It's a home run. Carlos Narvaez, the captain. He draws a two-run shot. And the Sox, they take the lead again. It's a 9-7 ball game. Let's go.
All right, there you have it. Pretty good.
You think somebody talked to him? He's working pretty clean again these days.
No, I feel like my concern is he's trying to do like an audition.
Demo reel.
Yeah, reel. He's trying to go somewhere else.
Yeah, you want to be the next Joe Buck.
Stay on Twitch, Hog.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
I like
I'm nervous about it.
I like the authentic.
You think Hog's getting too mainstream?
Unedited Hog. Is Hog getting too mainstream? Is that what it is?
You like an unedited Hog.
I like an unclipped Hog is what I like.
The original natural.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very good.
Any questions?
Yeah.
What was her job?
Grab bag.
What do you mean?
Guys, what'd I say?
Her job is so confusing.
The job isn't important.
Guys, what I say. Hey, do you want your Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, you're going to get it.
Yeah, and, I actually really don't want this one.
I don't either. Yeah. Maybe we should stop doing this because Devers played first base 2 days ago and they won. Yesterday, he socked two dingers, helped Justin Verlander get his first win in a dog's age. The Giants have won back-to-back games. However, they do still find themselves on the outside of the playoff picture.
Thank you, Keith.
They are a game and a half behind the Padres, for the third NL wild card.
Now, for those of you keeping score at home, and I am.
We are, yeah.
The Giants are 13-18 with Rafi Devers out of the playoffs, as you illustrated, Keith. They're averaging less than four runs a game.
Yeah.
He is up to 243 with four homers and 15 ribeye steaks, one game at first base, and he claims he actually all along has wanted to play in the field, Keith. He likes playing in the field better than at DH because he feels a part of the game.
Cool.
Yeah, real cool. Yeah.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris? They call it
grab bag
with cheese.
All right, Jones, who was the best Major League Baseball player yesterday? Was it the Italian breakfast, Vinny Pasquantino?
That's the Pasquatch.
The Pasquatch. Yeah. Also the Italian breakfast. The guy's the two best nicknames.
I didn't know that was his nickname.
Yeah, he's the Italian breakfast.
The Italian breakfast.
Nice. The Italian breakfast went 3-for-4 with two dongs.
That's going to be tough to beat.
Four RBI and three runs scored.
Nice.
Two sausage links is what he had.
Great.
Was it Rafael Devers? 3-for-5, two home runs, four RBI.
Pasquatch for
was
sure.
Was it Kyle Teal? 4-for-5, first career home run, two ribbies, three runs scored. Was it Nick Lodolo? 9 scoreless.
Ooh, I like that.
8 Ks. Or was it Tyler?
Even one inning, though, yeah.
Was it Tyler Glasnow? And later, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 12 punch-outs.
Ooh, 12 punchies.
12 Ks.
Glasnow and a cold beer after the game.
For Tyler Glasnow and later.
I'm going with the Italian breakfast.
Italian breakfast.
Pasquatch. Yeah. Way better than Devers.
Huge game for the Italian breakfast, who also is called the Italian nightmare, not as good, or the Pasquatch.
Great.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
Dude, the Italian breakfast drove in 97 runs last year.
Pasquatch.
Jeez.
And they have a Sasquatch hiding in the outfield when he's up the bat.
That is true. I love that. They do. The Royals, they stick a little Sasquatch out there.
While he's at bat?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Only while he's at bat?
That's right. He's not like a team mascot. He's like a specifically a Pasquatch mascot.
I didn't realize that.
It's incredible. You think we could get him to the Fenway? Maybe he could fight Wally or something?
Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Nick.
Well, random player time. Yep. We have a former Ranger and Ray. He burned real hot, but he did play for 9 years.
He played, what position did he play?
He played third base, two-time All-Star, and did get MVP votes in 2004.
Dean Palmer?
It is not. He played from 2002 to 2010.
Because we've had Dean Palmer before, right?
Ooh.
Or, yeah, Russell Greer before.
Oh, maybe we have. Teammates. Yeah. Famous teammates.
Yep. Who did he play for? What was the
Hank
order?
Blaylock.
Oh, great guy.
He got it!
Nice.
I don't remember Blaylock with the Rays.
He only played 26 games there to end his career.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that throws you off the scent a little bit.
All-Star Game MVP.
Sure was.
Hank Blaylock.
The first time they had the This Time It Counts, I believe, and he won the home field advantage for the American League.
Yes, exactly.
He was really only good for like 3 years.
Yeah, that was it. Short time span there.
I don't remember him at all. Again, it was a cup of coffee with Tampa.
You mean Hammer and Hank Blaylock?
I think we're learning. This is the proper formation for a random ball player, I think, is what we're learning.
Yeah.
Really, we should just quiz Keith on random ball players. I think what we're learning here.
You mean Hank Mookie Blaylock?
Original name of Pearl Jam.
That's right.
Yeah.
You do have to love that guy who played for like seven games in his career.
Say it again?
You do have to go to a guy that played like seven games in his career.
I never underestimate the spite in Nick with defensive metrics and random players in all sports. Never underestimate
Well, I could have done
spite.
It today. Keith did call me out earlier, so
he did.
I did.
I was
expecting it. Oh, you
disagree.
Did. I heard it.
I just I heard referred it, to a Mac and Goo Movie Club tweet into the show that was calling you out. I didn't. I was happy that I got Mike Lieberthal. They were saying Mike Lieberthal not random enough.
Yeah. He's just amplifying it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just
retweeting.
Aggregating. A like is all it was.
Well, they're all over Jones for never getting the easy ones. So.
Yeah, I know.
Retweets are not endorsements.
Okay, that's the random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We're live. Patriots training camp brought to you by McFarland Energy. We will wrap things up with our clip du jour next.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, it is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we, of course, day two, Patriots training camp. We are overlooking the practice fields. We already know I have poor eyesight, but apparently, So does, maybe it's contagious.
Turns out you have company.
So does Eagle-Eyed Jones.
I think I see Hart and Fitzy down there with Diggs, right?
My eyesight's not great.
Okay, Terps in the blue polo down there with the white hat. That's Hart with his stupid visor, right? And that's Fitzy with Diggs.
If it's somebody with a visor, that's definitely Hart.
I'm pretty sure that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I'll get an official tease for you for WEEI. That was Pop. I thought I saw an 8. That's a 3.
You only saw one half of the number.
Yeah, it looked like he did look short. I thought I saw an 8. That's a 3. All right, Pop Douglas, stick around for that.
As bad as my
eyesight
is, with
Fitzy and Hart.
I can see Hart's giant head with the visor though.
So it is. If you see someone with a visor with 2/3 of their head sticking out of it,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's definitely him.
It turns out that was Mike Reese.
That was Mike Reese.
So I don't know how Hart feels about me thinking
he looks a he's same
he looks very
as Mike Reese.
Correct. I'm like, well, it's a visor and a short little bro.
Yeah,
that's got to be Andy Hart. And then Terp's like, no, I just walked out with Hart. That's Reese. I was like, oh my.
Did Reese do the interview on Moses' shoulder? He's like, let me hold you like this in one shot.
So bad news for Andy Hart. I'm now confusing him with Mike Reese.
That's
down
a tough
there,
go.
Which is just a real tough go. A tough go for all of us.
So basically, Mike Reese interviewing Pop Douglas was what you thought Andy Hart talking about Steph Diggs?
No, incorrect. It was Hart and Fitzy with Diggs. Then separately, afterwards,
yeah.
I thought Hart was talking to Morgan Moses. That was Mike Reese.
So we believe Pop Douglas, Terp, thumbs up. They have Pop Douglas on for the afternoon show.
Thumbs up. Okay. Terp was there for
That's
that.
That's confirmed. Yeah. Pop Douglas. You can hear from Pop Douglas. The exclusive with, for sure, Pop Douglas.
And if you want a one-on-one with Morgan Moses, you're going to have to go to Mike Reese for that.
Yeah, check that out
have to
somewhere
do.
Else.
But there you go. That is the clip du jour.
Well, that's great.
No crossover today. We're here at Gillette. The guys are back in Brighton. But it's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger. They're bolder and they're beefier. Their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the night. Stay tuned. WEEI afternoons. They come your way a little after 2. We're back tomorrow at 10. We got a top 5 Friday. We got a Friday 4-pack and the week in review live from Patriots training camp tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.